Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Everyone, I'm your host, Claire Katz. You know the word for people who think that everyone is out to get them?
Perception.
Perceptive. Nice. And you're right. And you know who agrees with us? This guy. My own personal vitamin guru, Dave the Vitamin Guy. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, pretty good, Claire.
Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. I got a good night's sleep and ready to go.
Ready to go, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, nervous about coming in? Ever been on the radio before?
Nope, never been on the radio.
Really? Because you look like you're about to jump out of your skin.
Yeah, that's a good, accurate assessment.
too much coffee. Way too much coffee. So Dave the Vitamin Guy is here with us, and he's a good, close, personal friend of mine. I always consult with him before I start taking any new supplement. We always go over everything, all the vitamins that I'm taking, and he's never, ever steered me wrong. And today we're going to be talking about one of the things that men, as they get into their 40s and 50s, their health starts to kind of take more of a center stage. Place in their life. They want to make sure they stay alive for longer, that they look good, that their wives continue to find them appealing physically. And
that's very important.
That's important. And stick around so their kids can have them in their lives when they grow up, get married, and have little teeny tiny kids of their own. So they start to think about that a little bit more. We're going to help them out with that. We're going to address, it's going to be real simple, get a pen, get a paper. We're going to write down, you are going to, and by we, I mean you, people listening at home, write down these supplements and why. And we're only going to talk about the number one most important things that are concerns for men as they get older. So there's nothing, no confusing. Your life doesn't need an overall haul. We're not going to tell you to start eating macrobiotic or anything like that. Just a few simple supplements can completely change your life and your outlook. One of the things that men battle as they get older is wrinkles. What's a really good way that men can fight wrinkles as they age?
There's a few good things they can do. Fish oils or any type of other essential fat is really good for enhancing hydration throughout the whole body and maintaining the elasticity and suppleness of the skin.
There's a few different types of fish oil, and it's a little confusing when you get to the store. What type of fish oil?
The key when you're taking fish oils, you know, they're called omega-3 fish oils. And the only omega-3 essential fatty acid that is not a fish oil is the flax oil, which is very good as well. But the omega-3 fish oils, the keys you want to look for, you want to make sure that they're deep from deep sea fishes. You don't want them to be from farm raised fishes.
Does it actually say that on the label, from deep sea fish?
Yeah, some of them do, and a lot of them will further explain specifically what fishes fish oil is derived from. It's, you know, primarily salmons, mackerel, herring,
sardines.
And the
quality of the fish oil is really important too. There's a filtering process.
Yeah, it's known as it's an FDA approved process actually. That's known as molecular distillation.
So you want molecularly distilled omega-3s from deep sea fishes.
Sea fishes, correct. That's
is it
the
fish
best.
Or is deep fishes? Is it fish or fishes? Deep sea fish?
Yeah, deep sea fishes.
Deep sea fishes. There's more than
fishes?
One. There's more than one fish in
it's
the
just,
deep sea.
You know, it sounds like a bunch of fish is more than one fish.
Too many fish in the sea.
No one ever says there's too many fishes in the sea.
There's too many fish.
Well, that's that song I was just making a little light joke.
Okay, so for wrinkles, for skin health, elasticity and stuff, and also keeping your hair follicles happy, omega-3s and molecularly distilled from deep sea fishes. You're not going to be able to get a high quality omega-3 from any drugstore.
Chances are you won't. A lot of them will just say, you know, purified, or they'll be very vague.
Which is different.
Right. The other thing is, you know, it's the levels of the EPAs and the DHA that you're getting in the fish oil.
You want to go to a good vitamin supplier. If you guys don't go to see Dave himself at Great Earth Vitamins in La Jolla, you want to make sure that your vitamin guy is at least as good. I mean, you want to make sure he knows what he's talking about. You make sure he knows what he's doing. Joints. What's the number one way to protect joints?
joints, primarily, what's becoming really more prevalent now in the industry is hyaluronic acid.
Hmm.
But I still lean myself, particularly a little bit more toward MSM, which is a sulfuric compound, which is really good not only for the joints, but it's also a really good anti-inflammatory as well as a painkiller.
The MSM is in glucosamine or chondroitin?
There are some products, of course, you know, we have them available at the store that are glucosamine with MSM and, chondroitin. But some
all
people,
in one tablet.
Yeah, some people will just want glucosamine.
Because they think that that's all they need.
Right, and the first question I usually ask people, because I think it's the most important, is the pain issue. If you're in pain, we want to reduce that pain right away.
Yeah, what's the point in protecting your joints if it's not going to help get rid of the pain in your joints?
Yeah, and what's causing the pain? You know, if you've had any trauma inflicted in your body, if you've been in any type of accident, as I, for instance,
let's face it, just about everyone, by the time they've reached about 45 or 50, has been in an accident that has involved at least one joint.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Right. I mean, even I have, and I barely do anything.
Right.
I mean, I ride a desk is probably one of the most dangerous things I tend to do, even in my off time. And, I've actually managed to cause a little bit of damage to my joints as well. Possibly some of that is due to the Taekwondo, maybe a little bit. But come on, that's in a studio with air conditioning, proper air, and a padded floor. I mean, it's really easy to hurt yourself just by doing stuff, regular stuff.
Sure.
You
yeah.
step off a sidewalk, you don't really pay attention to where you're going. You could actually hurt a joint that way.
Of these martial artists, we actually get a decent amount of martial artists that come in, and
I'll tell you why, because I do Taekwondo. It's been a hobby of mine for quite some time. I am a red belt, which is one belt shy of a black belt, and it takes years to get to that point. And it also makes you very dangerous physically, but it does a number on your body. I mean, there are certain things, there are certain parts of your body that really don't want to go that way. They don't want to stretch in that direction. They don't want to move that way typically. And you got to beat yourself up a little bit. So for joints, it's glucosamine, chondroitin, and try to get the MSM in there for
the
pain. The
MSM, especially if you've had any type of injury, a lot of people come in and not just bone breaks, but even fractures. MSM is a really good healing compound as well, to mend and strengthen joint and connective tissue as well.
And having wrinkle-free skin and having healthy joints is not going to do anyone ever and at all any good if you don't have good hair.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, hairs.
You want to make sure you have good hair. That's like the number one. I'm looking at the top of your shiny head there, Dave, and you've never really had a lot of hair. And most of the time you're wearing a baseball cap, so I don't get to see the top of your shiny chrome dome, but I think what you have is a condition called skinheadia. The chromedomia has reached catastrophic proportions. You have a very large forehead as a result, but Dave is a good-looking guy.
Well, and Kelly Savalas was one of my role models. As a matter of fact, do you have any lollipops laying around?
No, and I didn't get that, and you just dated yourself. Went right over my head, actually.
Kojak.
Yeah. TV detective.
Reruns.
Okay.
Forget it.
Yul
Forget
Brynner.
I said anything.
Dave looks a little bit like Yul Brynner. A little bit. For anyone listening at home. But awesome looking guy. You know, I don't want to insult your shiny skinhead there, but we're talking about hair health as well.
Skinhead, huh?
You guys can always visit Dave and discuss your vitamin and supplement concerns, because behind every great man is a great vitamin guy. You can see him at Great Earth Vitamins at 8843 Via La Jolla Drive in the Whole Foods Shopping Center on the corner of Via La Jolla Drive and Nobel Drive in La Jolla. We have a quick commercial break here, but we're going to continue our conversation with Dave the Vitamin Guy. So if you miss this next part, we will not be held responsible for whatever horrible fate befalls you. It's your choice. More Dave the Vitamin Guy is up next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs, Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. We continue our conversation now with Dave the Vitamin Guy, a man who thinks that health insurance is for sissies. Right now on Food Fight Radio. Go on with your bad self, Dave.
Again, Claire, it's good to be here. Looking forward to having a good, thoughtful exchange.
You know, you get a few beers in him, he's a lot more fun. With the hair health, we were continuing our conversation on the most important supplements for men as they get into their 40s and 50s, 60s even. Fighting wrinkles, protecting joints, making sure your hair stays, well, if you have hair, Dave, I'm looking in your direction. You want to make sure that you have a good hair, skin, and nails supplement. But one of the most important things also that men face is memory loss. Like even just short-term, real quick stuff, they forget where they put their keys. They find their wallet in the freezer sometimes. What can men take to help increase how much memory they retain?
There's a lot of things they can take, Claire. And what's really good is the recommendations that I'm going to make. It's not like you have to buy 10 different things.
The number one most important obvious one.
Yeah, they're like all-encompassing. You can get them all in one bottle.
Yeah.
The main thing that I like to recommend is phosphatidylserine or phosphatidylcholine.
You want to spell that or use it in a sentence? Because
phosphatidyl.
Yeah.
That, you know what? Sound it out really slowly so people can look it up.
Phosphatidylcholine. That's
okay.
P-H-O-S.
You don't have to spell it.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. We only have another 40 minutes here to the show, and I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Okay.
Phosphatidylcholine. Okay. I've never actually heard that one before. Generally, men would turn to ginkgo, but this one is much, much better, you say.
Yeah. Ginkgo is a wonderful product. It's a wonderful circulatory aid. Unfortunately, ginkgo doesn't do anything from the adrenal level, and when we're battling memory issues, particularly stress-related short-term memory issues, we want to absorb the excess cortisol that our adrenal glands, pump out and, put into our bloodstream. If we don't absorb enough of that cortisol or what we call, fat, That gets into the bloodstream, floods the synapses, so the nutrients, particularly the protein and the choline, you know, can't fully get to the brain. So ginkgo biloba will facilitate the circulation of these nutrients, but it doesn't do anything from the adrenal level. And
so,
don't get me wrong, cortisol is necessary. It is an essential hormone that's used primarily to balance hormones, but if we get too much of that cortisol, a lot of debilitating issues can happen.
So
among them,
skip the ginkgo or take it also at the same time just to be on the safer side, but what you really need is phosphatidylcholine.
And or phosphatidylserine.
Serine.
Serine.
As in,
yeah.
I feel very serene.
Well, it's the spelling's a little different. It's
okay,
I-N-E.
Okay, but you can sound it out.
The last three letters
are I-N-E. If you walk into a vitamin store and I'm looking for something, I'm looking for something that will make me save my memory, and it's something, something, beetle bug, serene, and you're going to know exactly what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
oh, yeah,
phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, spelled a little differently.
To me, that sounded like ginkgo biloba will help your circulation, but phosphatidylcholine or serine will stop you from being a fathead.
Well, right.
Okay.
What's good about these also, you know, these choline sources, you know, they are good for raising acetylcholine levels in the brain. But the other thing that they do is they will help to purge any fats that may have accumulated on your liver. And the cleaner your liver is, the more choline your liver produces.
Hey,
is that correct?
Nice.
Bloodstream. So
yeah, that's great.
You're taking it for your brain, but it's
going
to help the liver a little
liver.
Bit, too.
Are you implying that I have a less than stellar, healthy liver?
I'm just saying it's well purified.
Oh, okay. Sure. You're going to pay for that later. Sleep. Actually, a lot of the thing that really upsets men's life, their schedule, their happiness, how generally satisfied they feel in a day is just they're lacking sleep a lot of the time. There's a lot of things to worry about. Stay awake at night. For some reason, they're having trouble sleeping. What's a good supplement to take or a combination of supplements to take to help with sleep?
Okay. There's quite a few they can take, and I'll narrow it down for you. The main thing I ask people is, a lot of people, they don't have any trouble getting to sleep.
Asleep.
Right.
You wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and then you stare at the ceiling for 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, they can't fall asleep. And one of Billy, that's the owner of the store that I work for, good friend of mine as well, he calls it the mental gymnastics, when we can't shut the brain down.
And you don't want to be taking sleep drugs or prescriptions from your doctor either, because the rebound effect and the withdrawal effects and more dependency on these things, they're a nightmare to recover from.
They are some of the most dangerous prescription. Sleep drugs are some of the most dangerous drugs you can put in your system, and cumulatively they're exacerbating the situation by really throwing
off. It's a short-term cure that seems to work really, really well on the first night, and then a couple of weeks later, you know, you just have these problems, and they come up, and Ambien is probably one of the worst ones. Mm-hmm. You hear stories about people who do, like, sleepwalking, sleep eating, sleep shopping, sleep marriage destroying on Ambien. And they have no clue that they've done anything when they've woken up. You know, they start getting boxes in the mail. They went online and they bought things in the middle of the night with their credit card, you know, which would generally require that you're sort of there mentally to use like a credit card. No memory of this stuff ever happening. It's destroyed people's lives. So what supplement do you want to take?
If the person is experiencing the mental gymnastics, a lot of times GABA, which is an essential amino acid, sometimes GABA in and of itself, is all they'll need. What that does is, in the pineal section of our brain where our neurotransmitters are housed, we have what are known as receptor sites, and the GABA will occupy the receptor sites in the pineal section of our brain to somewhat brunt or nullify the...
You want to dumb that stuff down a little bit for our listeners? Today is game day. People are already getting ready, and they're already have had a few, so we want to speak...
Pre-gaming it.
We want to speak a little bit more simply, if it's possible.
Oh,
I know
your brain goes
about a million light years a minute, but simplify that, if you would. Take GABA.
Take GABA basically to help calm the brain down, to help...
That's all you had to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really all you had to say. We're all impressed with how smart you are, Dave, but you don't have to make the rest of us look completely stupid.
He's taking all that GABA, sleeping well.
I'm smart.
Dave is a very, very smart guy. You want to get your vitamin guy, preferably Dave, who knows pretty much everything, obviously, about vitamins and supplements and stuff. Have him help you identify what is going on with your sleeping life. It's just as important as your waking life. And GABA is a good number one step. And beyond that, have him address that step after step after step until you figure out what it is that is keeping you awake at night. And it could be just a real simple thing, something very, very simple that you just would never think of on your own. And you didn't have to do this on your own. You can have Dave or what other very favorite vitamin guy you have. Clearly, Dave's the best one. But get someone to help you figure this stuff out. Yeah, we do love you, Dave. We pick on you a lot, but that's just, you know, because there you are, you know. And
I was bald 30 years ago, too. That's when I started losing my hair.
Well, then you've heard everything. Prostate cancer and heart disease are the number one killers of men. And these things can be generally curtailed with the addition of a couple of simple supplements in your diet to protect yourself generally from prostate cancer and thereby inherently all the remaining cancers. But prostate cancer is the nastiest one that tends to get the most people. What do you want to take to ward off prostate cancer?
Once you have prostate cancer, one of the best things you can take is a product known as indole-3-carbinol. And indole-3-carbinol, you know, is a supplement that you can buy, you know, by itself. It's also available in some other supplements as
well.
Once
you have it.
Immune boosting.
What if you don't have it yet and you want to keep from getting it?
That would be a good way to prevent getting it. I have conferred with some of the top doctors and researchers in the area, and I've known about indole-3-carbinol since 2007. And when men come in, and unfortunately, like you said, there are a lot of men who do have prostate cancer. And yet at the same time, I'm very excited to explain to them indole-3-carbinol, how it's derived from the, sprouts of broccoli.
Hmm.
To indoctrinate not so much broccoli in their diet, but to get the organic broccoli sprouts, you know, over at Whole Foods or somewhere where they have the.
So should people just try to eat more broccoli also?
No, that's what I want to explain, because broccoli, as healthy as it is for you, it's extremely hard on the digestive system. So the broccoli sprouts are actually look a lot like alfalfa sprouts. They come in a cellophane square container. You know, you can usually find them in the refrigerated section of a good
sprouts. It is a type of sprout.
Yeah,
it's
derived from broccoli, but it's the actual sprouts from the broccoli. But it's again, it looks totally different.
But don't, what you're saying is don't eat the sprouts. Instead of eating the sprouts, you want the indole-3-carbinol.
Well, you can do both.
Okay,
you can
so get broccoli sprouts, which is just a vegetable, put it in a sandwich or a pita, put it on tuna or something.
Yeah, and
plus
it actually goes well that way. Yeah.
And you would take that as a preventative as well as something to help you recover from it if you're being treated for it.
Indole-3, the two main ones, and I have a lot of doctors who have explained this to me as well. I've done some research on my own, but the two main ones I would recommend, indole-3-carbinol and mm-hmm. resveratrol.
The stuff you find in red wine, but mm-hmm. if you wanted to get the full effect, you would have to drink about, 10,000 bottles of red wine a day? About that? That's a lot.
Yeah, you know.
You can't even drink that much if you're French.
Well, you know, Dean Martin's prostate was okay, right? So.
Sure. Well, I don't actually know. I mean, I know a lot about him, but I didn't know him that well, if you know what I'm saying.
Well,
he
liked to drink his red wine. Probably had as many bottles as he said. At least his prostate.
Take it as a supplement, folks. Nobody needs that kind of disruption. Heart disease would be the other number one killer. Well, you have number one, number two, but those are the big ones. Heart disease, what can you take to ward off heart disease?
Heart disease, coenzyme Q10 is the main nutrient, even though it's an antioxidant.
And it's expensive, but it works very well. So you don't have to take it every day, right?
Not necessarily. You know, obviously, if you have cardiovascular disease, you do want to take it on a daily basis. And one of the things I've met a lot of, actually meet a lot of the Canadian cardiologists when they come in to La Jolla for the conventions. They were the ones who really did more in validating the how essential it was to take coenzyme Q10 at the same time you take your fish oil or other essential fat.
Ah, so nighttime. Take these things at night. You're going to get fish breath. Take your CoQ10 not every night unless it's a risk factor in your family. If it is, you want to take it every night. But if it's just something you want to generally ward off, take it every night.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to take it every night, but the key is you want to take it at the same time. Whenever you take it, you want to take it with the fish oil.
Well, Dave, we're running out of time here, and we will, of course, have you on future shows because we do love talking to you, and Marcus and I have agreed unanimously. Both of us do kind of want to live forever, so yep. We definitely want to have these conversations on a more frequent basis. You've been an awesome guest, and folks, if you enjoyed Dave the Vitamin Guy in all his expertise, you can see him in person at Great Earth Vitamins at 8843 Via La Jolla Drive in Whole Food Shopping Center on the corner of Via La Jolla Drive and Nobel Drive. He's there pretty much all the time because he likes to do this stuff. It is his favorite number one thing. He knows everything. Dave, you're a dose of D3 in a calcium deficient world. Next on Food Fight Radio, hormone treated cows and the milk they give. It's like a soap opera. After the break on Food Fight Radio.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality and provided in a caring, nurturing and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Now, you just missed probably the most important conversation you were ever going to miss in your life. I'm just kidding. That was Dave the Vitamin Guy, folks. He was super awesome. And if you missed any of that stuff or you weren't quick enough with the pen and paper, we're going to be putting down all of that important information on our website, foodfightradio.com. There's going to be Dave the Vitamin Guy. Check the section there. You know, print it out. Just take that list to your own vitamin shop. If there's a good one in your area, make sure the guy is not going to be as knowledgeable as Dave, but you might be able to find someone kind of close who knows all that kind of stuff. And since you already know what to buy, you don't really have to seek anyone else's advice. You don't have to find another knowledgeable person. Those are the things you want to get. Those are the things you want to take and add to your life on a daily basis to prevent all the horrible things that generally happen to people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and we don't want anything to happen to you. We need all the listeners we can get. So do check out the website. Now, there's a lot of back and forth on this next topic. People are as divided on this as they are on the proper peanut butter to jelly ratio in a sandwich. RBST in the cows and therefore in the milk, and then the milk goes into people. The labels are really tiny. People kind of generally eat whatever is on the shelves at the store, and then you get the few, the proud, the label freaks. People who obsess over every little detail and bit of perceived double talk on every label. It takes them hours to shop. Oh, it's got whole grains in it, does it? Well, we'll just see about that. 0% trans fats? Huh? Yeah, right. I'm not falling for that. I just became a cop from 1920. People sometimes trust nothing on the label, right? Including the calorie count, which you shouldn't, by the way, because it can be off by normally as much as 20%. So that'll add up the pounds. But hormones in the cows and the milk, let's talk about it. Here's what people think. Growth hormones given to cows increases milk production in animals, while dairy and meat industries depend upon the use of growth hormones for increased productivity and profit. These hormones may hold negative health repercussions for humans. And it causes early puberty in girls. That's my doomsday voice,
That's
the end of the world voice. Some researchers believe that steroid hormones in particular, cause girls to undergo puberty prematurely. An occurrence associated with increased risk for breast cancer later in life. To avoid this, you must seek hormone-free meat and dairy products or switch to meat and dairy-free food alternatives. The increased risk for breast cancer. Researchers and consumers are concerned that breast cancer risk may increase due to the use of the hormones in the food. That's why there's such a big back and forth on this. According to some natural health experts, the concern is legitimate, as hormone residue in certain foods can raise breast cancer risk. They say that if you are concerned about breast cancer risk associated with growth hormones, you may consume meats and other foods derived from these animals without such worry. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Growth hormones, such as estrogen and testosterone, are used in cattle and sheep. They're used in up to 2/3 of all American cattle. And if you continue eating products derived from cattle or sheep, you should seek products clearly labeled, no hormones administered, if this is a concern. This food is more expensive, but they're free of any hormone-related risks, natural health experts say. Red meat and whole milk contain saturated fats, which, of course, is an increased risk for heart disease and other conditions, so consuming them on an occasional moderate basis may allow you to spend a bit more when purchasing them. So listen to what this warning is. This type of warning says, eat less milk and meat. If this is a concern, rather than address the concern, they're saying, if this is a concern for you, we're not going to bother finding out if this concern is legitimate, but you should eat less milk and meat. Two things which generally help you stay healthy and strong and support your body's immune system and its ability to defend itself from things like growing precancerous cells, which occur from many sources, not just meat and dairy. So just in case the hormones in the cattle don't do anything to you and something else does, you will now be less able to fight it off. Now, I know that you have a concern, have had a concern about hormones being present in the meat and milk. We're just going to give it a short. It's going to be like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, right? I know they're not together anymore. I do read papers. I do watch TV. I do read People magazine. I know they're not together anymore, but it's going to be meek.
Meek.
Milk and meat. They're basically kind of traded the same because they come from the cows that have the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So milk and meat is now going to become meek. How do you feel about the meek, Marcus?
How do I feel about the meek? Well, I am worried about the increased hormones. Hormones are growth and help you grow. Your hormones and self help growth. And fighting cancer, you are encouraged to lower your hormones or have more fiber to help remove hormones from your body.
Now, I appreciate the fact that you weigh in on that.
Weigh. That's a joke, right? Milk. Milk has whey. Weigh in. That's pretty clever.
It's a stretch, but I respect the effort. I mean, thank you for sharing your thoughts, is what I mean. Here is the science. Okay, now you're assuming that because you eat something, it's now in your body, and it's going to do whatever it's going to do because it's in your body, and that's what things do.
Yeah, like hormones make you grow, no matter.
Right, exactly. This is the thinking behind this, and this is the thing that's behind the number one concern, mm-hmm. is that you put something in the food, it goes into your body, and it's going to do inside your body what it would generally do.
What it was meant to do.
Okay, so here's the science. RBST stands for recombinant bovine somatotropin. Recombinant bovine somatotropin. That is a hard word. Dave could pronounce it really well. Whatever. But you know what? If you develop a mnemonic device for it, like the Serene thing, you might be able to actually remember that. RBST, and of course that's why they shortened it, increases the milk yield in cows, as you know, by preventing mammary cell death in dairy cattle. Until the 80s, there was very limited use of the compound in agriculture, as the sole source of the hormone was from bovine cadavers. That means dead cows. Gross, right? Then genetic engineering led to the cloning of the RBST gene into E. coli bacteria. The bacteria is broken up and separated from the RBST, which is then purified to produce the injectable hormone. Again, gross. So the FDA completes its review of the human safety component of its applications in 1986 and found food from RBST-treated cows and their milk to be safe. However, strong public concern led to calls for more studies, more investigations, more public discussion, which leads to more of the same, and then, of course, things start to get twisted, which is pretty much par for the course with these sorts of things. So in the milk-producing industry, RBST boosts milk production by 10 to 25%, which is a lot. USDA organic standards strictly forbid its use, and Canada and Europe have banned it. Now, recombinant somatotropin is a hormone produced by the same process used to make insulin for type 1 diabetes. It's a recombinant bacteria. In essence, the gene to produce bovine ST is engineered into bacteria that generate the hormone. And this is important because this is for you. This is then harvested, purified, and packaged. The fact that the bacteria are producing the bovine form of the hormone has an important implication. The bovine form of ST is not recognized by receptors in the human body. This means that even if you injected yourself directly with a shot of RBST, it cannot have a biological impact on human cells. So it's important to remember that we're talking about something that is genetically engineered from cows, using cow bacteria. Something that is recognized by cows' bodies only, not by human bodies. So how does the milk affect you and your children? In 1985, the FDA determined that milk, meat, and other products from animals that have been given RBST was safe for human consumption. The FDA continues to revisit the safety and efficacy of RBST regularly. FDA and other agencies, such as the National Institute of Health, stand by RBST as being a safe and effective tool for dairy farmers to use to enhance the productivity of their dairy cattle, to make more milk, to feed more people for less money. I fail to see how, in this regard, the FDA is the enemy here. The use of RBST is safe because it does not change the composition of milk in a biologically relevant manner. In fact, there is no laboratory test that has been done, that can be done, that can tell whether milk came from a cow has been treated with RBST or not. If it doesn't show up in the test results, it's not going to show up in you. This is the reason that the hormone-free labels say, "Our farmers pledge," rather than guaranteed. There are several summary reports on the compositional differences in milk, such as the one published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1990. All cow milk contains bovine BST. No matter how the cows are managed, cows administered RBST at level 6 times the dosage given to cows today causes a slight increase in the ST in the milk. However, please recall that the RBST is species specific and is not recognized by the human body. Use of RBST on farms does not lead to increased incidences of health problems in dairy cows. So all you people that are worried about the cow's welfare and that's your argumentative excuse, I don't think so. It's not going to fly. I'm not concerned. I'd be more concerned about the FDA actually being the only responsible party here that will make all of the extra RBST milk more available, more cheaply, so kids everywhere can get enough of it. In fact, the biology of how RBST works demands that cow health and nutrition must be of the highest standards in order for RBST to increase milk production. With poor cow health and nutrition, the farmer is throwing away money administering RBST. I would argue then that herds that use RBST improve the health and well-being of their animals to take advantage of the efficiency improvements from RBST. The bottom line here is that the mom who's flipping out about the hormones in the milk causing early puberty in her daughter is pointing her finger in the wrong direction. That's right. Turn that finger around, point it at yourself, and there you go. Look at other factors. Maybe the ones that haven't been beaten to death and proved wrong. And maybe look at your own genes, because it's probably because she got it from you. And that tendency to stress out over nothing and drive everyone crazy, she probably got that from you too. This stuff is not defective, it's fine, and it's just as healthy. Furthermore, most RBST is destroyed by pasteurization anyway. Of course, remember grade school? Louis Pasteur? Pasteurization kills off everything? Yeah, that one. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? So here we have just another example of modern science getting bashed repeatedly for doing something right. So it's not health people are really worried about, it's family farm survival. The widespread use of RBST could economically devastate family farms, the ones that make their money by charging too much per gallon of the designer stuff. Ooh, that's too bad. How about enhancing milk production all naturally? You could do that. Sure, farmers can increase milk production 100% safely and humanely through sound, natural animal husbandry, good animal hygiene, regular manicures, more cable channels and stuff, Chinese takeout, complimenting, massaging the cows maybe. That would be like $50 a gallon for that milk, but I wouldn't mind trying it though, right? Kobe milk? In the United States, public opinion, read unnecessary, uneducated, and unrelenting bitching, has caused a number of product and retailers to become RBST-free. So here we have yet another example of people blowing hot air into people's faces because they legally can just push their own agenda. The small-time farmer's theirs, and you have the legion of super bored people that just need to complain about something. Well, let me just give you a hand with that. To help keep RBST out of food production, tell your grocery store manager that you'll buy only products made without its use. Then you'll probably be humored for 5 minutes while the manager listens to you flap your gums, and then he'll do a very insulting, albeit funny, impression of you to the staff because you are a whiny, annoying pain in the tuchus. You could call the food companies one by one and leave a naggy message which will not be returned. You could write a letter which will be recycled, or you could send an email which will be treated as spam. You can also contact the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and urge the immediate withdrawal of RBST approval, which will get you a form letter saying thank you for your concern, which will make you feel all proud of yourself and brag to your friends that, look, you've gone and made an impact and you're one step closer to taking a nice, cheap 4% milk out of the mouths of the little babies who need it to grow. Congratulations. I'd give you their phone number, but chances are you already have it on your speed dial. You probably don't even have your mom on your speed dial, do you? Call her up and tell her she failed. We'll continue the psych session next month in the segment called Save Yo Mama the Trouble and Just Slap Yourself. Coming up next, we have a review of Lefty Chicago Pizzeria and, ta-da, a food fight challenge. It's New York versus Chicago. Pizza, that is. Don't you touch that dial. Stay tuned for more Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello! How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Flair Katz. Now, let's get to the good stuff. Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, Little Caesars, doesn't even count because it's actually cardboard. All those places are inferior. You hear me? Inferior. It's pizza like a frozen entree is a gourmet meal. Thick crust? Ugh. Thin layer of toppings. A weak little layer of cheese. You can see the sauce breaking through because it's not a thorough cheese coverage. All scattery like tossing seeds to a flock of birds. Lame. Today is the big game, and you need tasty food and a lot of it right in front of you. So you're ordering pizza, right? And chicken wings, and nachos, and chips, and drinks. Things that are dripping with molten cheese. All the good stuff. So why on earth would you order some subpar mamby-pamby pizza? You waited all year for this party, so you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of your old friends and new girlfriend, right? The pizza is the most important part of that most important smorgasbord. So it's either get the right one or you'll be sneered at and ostracized by all the people that matter to you. Be the guy that saves the party. Order from Lefties, and I'll tell you why. These guys are not friends or advertisers. This is an independent opinion made by a food person who just really loves honest, great pizza. Now, everyone has their favorites, and you're, of course, entitled to your own opinion, but your opinion doesn't matter, does it? Reporting on great food? That's our job. Now, for 10 years running, this simple tribute to Chicago-style pizza is Sean Hodson. Lefty is his brother. I didn't ask why he's called Lefty, just in case it's due to some unfortunate industrial accident. It's a cute, compact place, exactly as you would find bordering a busy street in Chicago, so the experience is very authentic. We had the loaded fries, which come with this great cheddar cheese spread and all kinds of stuff you don't typically seem to see here in Canada, in California. The salads and pasta dishes are big and fresh and classic. They have Chicago favorites like Polish sausage hot dogs and Italian beef subs, but it's the pizza you want, right? Well, they have your favorites. They even have a regular crust pizza, which, you can order if you're a girl. And when you order the real deep dish pizza, you're going to wait about 45 minutes. So take a seat and order some loaded fries and a blood orange Pellegrino. Whether you get a deep dish or a stuffed deep dish, which is the one that has the extra thin layer of dough, which gets all gooey with the cheese that's on the top, this will be about 2 pounds of cheese. It is a unique and special cornbread crust that you won't get anywhere else. There's lots of hot, melty cheese and toppings in there with this beautifully, slightly sweet house-made tomato marinara on top, which is a lot of stuff that Californians just aren't used to. It's unique to a Chicago deep-dish pizza, and this is the most authentic Chicago-style pizza in San Diego. Good things to those who wait. And to those of you who have been waiting, we have a food fight challenge. It's New York versus Chicago in the battle for the best pizza. Some of the best New York-style pizza can be had at Knockout Pizza in Mira Mesa and San Diego. It's quick, tasty, and has some imaginative toppings, and most will agree. When out for a quick lunch, there are few things that hit the spot quite like a nice hot slice of cheesy pizza. So when you argue about the pizza that people like and love and are super loyal to, you are starting a war. I like New York-style pizza, you say. I like being able to fold my pizza into a little hat. It's better all flat and foldy, you say. New York pizza has a place of honor as the nation's favorite, according to New Yorkers. And what do we know and like about New Yorkers? Anyone? I've been a New Yorker. I've lived among them as one of them. It's like another world there. You have New Yorkers, and then you have Americans. They like their streets crowded, their strangers rude, and their food collapsible. The New York-style lifestyle is as busy and dense as they are themselves. And the food has evolved in much the same way. It has to be many things. Cheap, filling, and you have to be able to eat it with one hand without making a mess while trying not to fall over on the subway. Lefties has been serving real serious sit-down style deep dish pizza pie for 10 years and has never deviated or changed their recipe, which is impressive for a California restaurant where everything is always a fad or an experiment. Good food never goes out of style, and the classics must be honored. This is a classic in the true sense of the word. It passes the test of time, and it remains unchanged. It becomes even more beloved. You feeling craftsy? You want to fold things and make little origami tub toys? Get some paper. You don't fold your pizza. You're not making swans with it, Martha Stewart. You want to have a meal? Get real pizza and get serious. Are you kidding me, New York? I know you're in a hurry, but folding pizza? You do realize it changes the flavor because now there's a double up on the crust, which might not even be any good. And then no matter what, the first thing you taste is crust. You've made a panini sandwich. Congratulations. Folks, we have a clear winner in the battle between New York style and Chicago style. We have a fantastic real meal of pizza versus arts and crafts. Congratulations, Chicago. You win the food fight plaque and the challenge. Sorry, New York. Better luck with the next thing. Maybe you could start folding up those little pizzas into airplanes so it'll be easier for me to toss them. I know what you're thinking. Who are you to trash talk New York? Hey, I've been a New Yorker, and as a previous customer, I have a right to complain about the service. Now, don't go to Yelp. Honestly, don't check Yelp. How about you just going there? Yelp makes me angry. Yelp makes me want to scream. Yelp makes me want to rant.
And now for your moment of clarification.
So let's say it's an average Friday night. It's date night. You're excited because you're going to try a new restaurant you've just heard of that opened up. Your buddy at work says he Yelped it. And he says, I Yelped that place, and Yelp said not to go, because the steak is dry as jerky, and the waiters are rude, and the service is slow. Well, another friend says, I Yelped that place, and they have the best steak in town, and the waitresses are super cute. What? Do you people mind at all that these are the opinions of people you don't know? People you may not agree with or even like? And what makes BeanGuy34 at Hotmail an expert on steak? He may not even be qualified to judge a nose-picking contest. He might think al dente is the guy in the next cubicle. He may be a chain smoker who might as well be eating cardboard. He may be French. He may be... Okay, that's enough. You get it. He may be an idiot. There's obviously an empty space in people's lives for more pig-headed, unqualified reviews by morons of probably perfectly fine places. And the worst part is that everything is so conflicting. You know, people know how impressionable you are, and when people are thinking of going to a new place, they Yelp it first, and they're going to see a bad review right away, whether it's true or not. They use this to blackmail new businesses. If you don't give me a refund, I'm going to give you a bad review on Yelp. Just go there. These are normal, reasonable people who have a life, and they don't have the time to go on some website and say they went there and they were fine with it. Fill that empty space in your life with Food Fight. We're not loser part-time wannabe bloggers with sodium-bloated fast food livers and dead taste buds. We are real foodies who you can turn to for an opinion about a restaurant that hasn't been influenced by a bruschetta vendetta or the perkiness of the server's butts. I don't want to eat what some little putz barista thinks tastes good anyway. Stop going on Yelp. Get off your lazy butt and go taste things for yourself. Yelp is an outlet for jerks to be even bigger jerks and step all over the little guy. You want to help build the economy? You want to help small business? Leave Yelp to the millennials. They deserve it. Tune in next week for Food Fight Radio for the best chocolates for Valentine's Day. We'll have a visit from our special guests, Yelena and Dmitry, Russian deli owners and purveyors of imported goods. Yelena has strong opinions, and we won't be able to stop her from sharing them. We'll also be discussing superfoods that don't do anything. We'll talk about microwaves and the people that fear them and why some people pronounce it prosciutto. It'll be a forking free-for-all next week on Food Fight Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
From the little things with the common cares.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.